Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
This is Teresa. Thank you for praying with me and my prayer partner, Glenda, today. We begin with a request from Gina. Please, please pray for me. Today, I find out if I'll be evicted or not. Please pray for me not to be evicted. I literally have nowhere to go, and none of my family live close by. Please, I need major continuous prayers for this, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up our dear sister Gina in fervent prayer. Lord, you know her situation intimately and the fears she is facing right now. We ask for your divine intervention and mercy. Please, Lord, let her find favor with those who have the power to decide her fate today. We pray that she will not be evicted and that she may find stability and security in her home. Father, provide for Gina in miraculous ways. Surround her with your peace that surpasses all understanding, and give her strength to face this situation with trust in you. May she feel your loving presence and know that she is not alone. Guide her steps and open doors of opportunity and support from friends, neighbors, and community. We trust in your goodness, Lord, and we believe that you can make a way where there seems to be no way. Please show your kindness and grace to Gina and let her experience your provision in her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Betty, please pray for God to restore a relationship between a loved one and I, and to restore my health. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today to lift up Betty, who is in need of your healing touch and restorative power. Lord, you are the God of reconciliation and the great physician, and we trust in your ability to mend broken relationships and heal broken bodies. First, we ask for your divine intervention in restoring the relationship between Betty and her loved one. Soften hearts, clear misunderstandings, and bring about a renewed sense of love, trust, and commitment. Help them to communicate with kindness and patience, seeking understanding and forgiveness where it is needed. May their bond be strengthened and their relationship flourish under your guidance. Lord, we also pray for Betty's health. You know the ailments and the struggles she is facing, and we ask for your healing hands to be upon her. Restore her body to full health, grant her strength, and bring comfort and relief from pain. Guide the doctors and medical professionals who are caring for her and provide wisdom and effective treatments. Surround Betty with your peace, Lord, and let her feel your presence in every aspect of her life. Fill her with hope, faith, and the assurance that you are with her working for her good. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
This request is from a man who wished to remain anonymous. I need prayer for God to break all the strongholds inside of me. Lord, I ask that you set me free from this bondage in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we plead for our brother who is seeking your mighty hand to break the strongholds that have imprisoned him. Lord, you are the chain breaker and the one who sets captives free. We ask that you release him from all forms of bondage that are holding him back. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for your divine power to break every chain, every stronghold, and every obstacle that stands in the way of his freedom. As your word in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." Lord, fill him with your Holy Spirit, empowering him to overcome any addictions, negative thoughts, fears, or sinful patterns that are keeping him bound. Grant him the strength to resist temptation and to walk in the light of your truth, as it is written, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. Surround him with your love and peace, and remind him that with you all things are possible. Renew his mind and heart, Lord, and let him experience the fullness of life that you have promised. For if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John chapter 8, verse 36. We trust in your unfailing love and power, believing that you will bring about a mighty transformation in his life. Set him free, Lord, and guide him on the path of righteousness. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
From Jessica, please pray for Susan, a co-worker who needs salvation. Dear Heavenly Father, Susan is in need of your saving grace. Lord, you are the giver of life and the source of all truth, and we ask that you reveal yourself to Susan in a profound and personal way. Open her heart and mind to understand and accept the message of your love and salvation. As your word says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Lord, we pray that Susan will come to know Jesus as her Lord and Savior, experiencing the fullness of your love and the transformation that only you can bring. Remove any barriers or doubts that may be preventing her from embracing your truth. Surround her with people who will lovingly share the gospel and be a reflection of your grace and mercy. Let her see the light of Christ in their lives and be drawn to it. Holy Spirit, we ask that you work in Susan's heart, convicting her of her need for a Savior and leading her to repentance and faith. Your word in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, promises, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." We pray that Susan will call on your name and receive the gift of eternal life. Father, we trust in your perfect timing and your boundless love for Susan. We believe that you are at work in her life even now, drawing her closer to you. May she come to know the joy and peace that comes from a relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Jeff, I am needing help regarding my Medicare insurance. Please keep me lifted up in prayer. Lord, you are our provider and sustainer, and we trust in your infinite wisdom and compassion to guide Jeff through this challenge with his insurance. We ask for your intervention and assistance. Please provide clarity and guidance in navigating the complexities of Medicare. Grant Jeff wisdom to understand the options available and to make decisions that will best meet his health and financial needs. Father, we pray for favor in his interactions with insurance representatives and medical professionals. May he encounter people who are knowledgeable, kind, and helpful, ensuring that his needs are met without unnecessary stress or difficulty. We ask for your peace to fill his spirit, calming any anxiety or worry about this situation. Remind Jeff of your promise in Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, that God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Help him trust in your provision and timing, knowing that you care for every detail of his life. Surround him with supportive friends and family who can offer assistance and encouragement. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Ruby, please pray for my sister. She is battling cancer and also has lupus. They are having a hard time getting her platelets up, and now she's bleeding in her brain. Dear Heavenly Father, Ruby's sister is facing an incredibly challenging battle with her health. Lord, we ask for your miraculous touch upon her body. Father, we pray for her healing and restoration. Please bring her platelets up to a healthy level and stop the bleeding in her brain. Guide the doctors and medical team with your wisdom and skill as they care for her. Provide them with the right treatments and interventions that will bring about her recovery. We ask for your comfort and peace to surround Ruby's sister and her family. Strengthen her body and spirit and give her the endurance to continue fighting. Let her feel your presence and know that she is not alone in this battle. Lord, we also pray for the relief of her pain and the reduction of any side effects from her lupus and cancer treatments. Fill her with hope and courage and remind her that with you, all things are possible. As your word says in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17, "But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds," declares the Lord. We claim this promise for Ruby's sister today. We trust in your perfect plan and timing, believing that you are working for her good even through this struggle. Give her family the strength and faith to support her and provide them with the comfort and peace that only you can give. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Nikki, please pray for my grandmother, Joy Starr. She had a stroke and is in the hospital, and we're not sure she'll ever get to go back home where she wants to be. I talked with her, and her speech is very slurred, and she can't use her right arm, and she's bedridden. Please pray she recovers and is able to go back home and be happy again. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up Joy Starr, who has recently suffered a stroke. and is now in the hospital. Lord, we trust in your loving care and infinite power to bring healing and restoration to her. We pray for Joystar's recovery, asking that you restore her speech, mobility, and strength. Please touch her body with your healing hand, bringing back the function in her right arm and enabling her to regain her independence. Guide the doctors, nurses, and therapists who are caring for her, giving them wisdom and skill in their treatments. Father, we ask that you provide Joystar with comfort and peace. Let her feel your presence and know that you are with her. As your word says in Psalm 41, verse 3, the Lord sustains them on their sick bed and restores them from their bed of illness. We claim this promise for Joystar today. We also pray for her to be able to return home, where she longs to be. Give her the strength and determination needed for her recovery process, and may her progress be swift and sure. Surround her with loving family and friends who can support and encourage her every step of the way. Lord, we lift up Joystar's family as well, asking for your peace to fill their hearts. Give them strength and hope as they support her. May they feel your presence and comfort, knowing that you are in control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Anonymous. Thank you so much for your recent prayers. I truly thought my marriage was ending, but God softened our hearts and gave my wife the grace to forgive me for my selfish ways. I can clearly see now how I have hurt my wife in the past, and with the help of God, I will never hurt her like that again. Dear Heavenly Father, our hearts are full of gratitude and thanksgiving for this miraculous work you have done in this marriage. Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayers and for intervening in such a powerful way. You are a God of reconciliation, mercy, and love, and we praise you for softening hearts and bringing healing to this relationship. Father, we thank you for giving this man's wife the grace and strength to forgive. Forgiveness is a gift from you, and we are deeply grateful that you have allowed this couple to experience the beauty of reconciliation. Thank you for opening his eyes to the ways that he has hurt his wife in the past, and for giving him the desire and determination to change. We pray that you continue to work in their hearts and their marriage, strengthening their bond and deepening their love for each other. Help them to communicate with kindness, patience, and understanding, always seeking to honor and uplift one another. May their marriage be a testament to your grace and a reflection of your unconditional love. Lord, we thank you for the renewed hope and the joy in their relationship. We ask that you continue to guide them, providing wisdom and strength as they move forward together. Help them to lean on you in all things, trusting in your perfect plan for their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.